So, Chairman Zellner, we had a pretty big step in the Clinton campaign today. Basically, the official and formal announcement of her candidacy for president. What's your initial reaction?
Well, we're excited because we feel that Secretary Clinton has a great message of inclusion and tolerance, and she's talking about real issues that affect everyday people. You just see on the other side attacks and negativity and exclusion and top-to-bottom economics, and I think what the Secretary spoke about today was including everyone in economic growth, building the economy so that everyone has a chance to achieve the American dream.
There's typically a lot of candidates will say, you know, everybody will rise together. You know, my policies will bring up the country as a whole. How do you see her doing it differently or maybe more effectively?
Well, I think you're going to see some more specifics coming out in the coming months. But I think one of the things that she spoke about was affordable college for everyone and not having people hampered with massive college debt and allowing people to be able to take out loans that have reasonable interest rates and reasonable payback times so that everyone can achieve a quality education. She spoke about paid family leave. Someone shouldn't be punished. For instance, if a woman becomes pregnant, she should be able to have that child and be able to spend time with them without worrying about getting back to work. These things matter to people who are living in the real world, and I think that you don't see that on the other side of the aisle. You don't hear many people talking about these issues.
Speaking of the other side of the aisle, she had kind of a poignant note there where she slammed the new voices in the Republican field and saying they were singing the same old song Yesterday by the Beatles. What do you have to say to that part? What did you think of it?
Well, I mean, you've got candidates on the other side of the aisle that don't believe in climate change issues that are paramount in my book to the security of our country and to helping our future generations live in a world that is, you know, has clean water and not have these super storms that we've been having. I think that they're also singing the same old tune when it comes to inclusion and tolerance. I mean, many of these folks are saying that marriage is under attack again. This is the same story we've heard, which is an attack on the LGBT community. So I think that the Secretary Clinton is head and shoulders above whoever will emerge out of the Republican pack. And I think partially it's because she's speaking about issues that touch everyday people.
It's 8 years after she ran for president before and didn't make it past the primaries the last time around. What's new this time around? What do you see making the difference?
Well, I visited with Secretary Clinton last month, and I toured her headquarters, and they just have a great top-notch organization. She actually hired President Obama's campaign manager, a guy named Robbie Mook, and there's a lot more energy and a lot more emphasis on technology than there was before. Our organization has been helping them build lists and work with people right on the ground here in Erie County, and we're trying to encourage folks to get involved right now for next year's election, because before we know it, it's going to be January, and we'll be traveling out of state to help her win the primaries.
What do you see the difference, or I guess what would you have to say about the other Democratic candidates, the biggest name right now, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont? What do you say to the Democratic field?
Well, I think the biggest difference between Secretary Clinton and Bernie Sanders is that Secretary Clinton is a Democrat and Bernie Sanders is an independent. So I don't see how he's going to be able to run in a primary not being a registered member of our party. I know here in New York State it's not going to be possible for him, and that's going to be a major uphill battle. But the senator has some great ideas and some great issues that he has championed, and I hope those come out in this campaign, and I hope that it will help the Clinton campaign hone a message of her progressive values that I know she has.
And then last but certainly not least, you mentioned that you've already been helping out that Clinton campaign. What is support looking like locally here in Erie County?
It looks great. We had a couple dozen folks attend our event this morning. It was put together at the last minute, but we still had a nice crowd. We've been attending events throughout the summer, the Pride Parade last week with a number of volunteers recruiting folks, getting their information. It's very robust. From day one, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people sign up locally to get our emails and to help Secretary Clinton locally.
That event you said you had today where you had a number of local politicians, Congressman Higgins, the county executive, the mayor of Buffalo, all together. Any standout comments from them about
Well, on it, actually, Avery, they weren't there. They co-hosted it with us because there were several events today that they had to be at. Juneteenth was one of them. So we just earlier this week decided to do this event and have them co-host it. But I know that each one of those elected officials are solidly behind the secretary.
All right. Sounds good. Anything I've missed so far?
No, I think we're really excited to help her. As I said, our organization endorsed her. We were one of the first county organizations to do it across the country. And we look forward to working with her closely. And as I said, I was with her last month in Brooklyn. And, they're really focused on issues. And that's really what struck me most, Avery, is when we spoke with her, she talked about issues that matter to everyday people, like mental illness. There's an epidemic of drug overdoses, not just in Western New York, but throughout the country. And we've got to start talking about these things, and I think she's going to start that dialogue.